This is CRNH on KXL. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the show this hour. The program is presented by New England College as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health. And this segment of the program is brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and electrical needs. I encourage you to experience the Paradigm Shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now on the program, he is the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning. He is my friend Steve Labby. Steve, how are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing amazing.
Happy New Year. Does it feel? It feels like we've been in this New Year for a little bit, though. But doesn't it's strange. Like, I was thinking about this yesterday, that we're just a few days removed from New Year's Day, but 2021 feels like it's been with us for a little bit, and so far, so good, right?
Oh, I'm so happy. You know, it's a new year with all kinds of new possibilities, and it's exciting because, you know, they're talking vaccine, they're talking, you know, people are getting, you know, a different mindset. It always helps to reset. I love New Year's.
Yeah, and, you know, it's one of those kind of forced resets, which in a lot of ways can be good as well, where it just, even though it is just the changing of a date, and it is not even something, you know, that exists in our in actuality, it is a, you know, one of those functional type, behind the scenes type of things that we all abide by. But it just does feel different so far in 2021. And I wanted to ask you about this. A lot of times the things that you put in can be non-aesthetically pleasing. And this was particularly the case in the past where, you know, whether it was a hot water heater or whether it was, you know, an air conditioning unit, a central unit, those things were just big and ugly and kind of dilapidated looking. But it seems like there's been much more of a focus on the aesthetics of what you do. Because everybody wants something that looks good in their home, even if it's just in the basement. How much focus, first, just that, and do you feel like there has been more of a focus on aesthetics and how things look as compared to just their functionality?
Well, I know that people want things to look beautiful, you know? So, I mean, they've accepted the mini splits, which is, you know, with one of the things that I'm happy with, that something that people have taken to. I think they've seen them in the islands. They've seen them in different places. I mean, they're accepted. But there's even artwork. LG makes them that are like a diffuser, an actual air conditioning unit behind a piece of art. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
I haven't. Tell me a little more about that.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've made a where you would have a feed register. They actually have that, and there's like a piece of artwork, and it's like 3D. So it's pretty cool. So there's all different types of options, but you said something really important in the beginning that I want to touch upon is design. So say, for instance, I never mentioned that to you as a potential buyer. You didn't even know that was an option out there. But you wanted mini splits, and you decided that you would just get a quote on the first guy that said, this is the one you should use. And I think that that's where, you know, my point is that you don't know what you don't know. We've talked about this before, that you want to get some different options. You know, I'm never opposed to bidding against other people. But design. And one of the best places, I think, is to actually hire somebody to do a design and then put it out to bid to guys like us.
I think that's a really interesting point in that you just kind of assume that these types of designs and setups, are what they are, right? I mean, they're not going to be aesthetically pleasing. It's like an air conditioner is going to be something that, because let's be honest, like a lot of people just don't like having, you know, the air conditioner sitting in the window because of the way that it looks in the room. And central air is a better option, you know, from an aesthetic standpoint, in addition to a practicality standpoint. So, that's a really interesting, like, what can you do? Like, how can you design things to make them look better? And why do you think that that's not, you know, the approach of everybody in terms of selling the product?
Yeah, well, they have in the mini split series, they have a unit that goes right into the ceiling. It's a ceiling mount, and it hits four ways. They also have one that mounts to the floor. Then they have one that mounts to the wall. That's three different types that if a customer didn't know about, they wouldn't know to get pricing on, and these might be the best fit for them. you know, where they can actually put this cassette inside the ceiling and it hits four ways, and then it doesn't look as intrusive as maybe a floor mount or a wall mount. You know what I mean?
No, you're absolutely right. And so when you are in an environment in which you are kind of going through the process of what individuals can have, how do you go about, you know, including them in that design phase? I mean, do you give them different approaches? How do you go about making sure that the person, you know, has all those options in front of them so that they do know what they don't know?
Yeah, well, I try to hit on all the things, like, what's the budget? You know, that's a really big, important thing. If somebody wants to spend $5,000 or $10,000, there's a difference. So budget's important. Time frame's really important. And then fuel source, is it going to be electric? Is it going to be gas? Is it going to be oil? You know, so, you know, once you start putting those together, and then I also give, I just talked with someone on the phone about this, because the whole process was being very overwhelming to them. And I says, well, you know, you can phase this stuff, right? She's like, phase it? I never really thought of that. You know, the other company that I talked to just wanted, you know, this is $15,000, the next one's $20,000, and the one above that's $25,000. They never mentioned phasing. I said, sure, get the natural gas into the house, right? Hook up a dryer, hook up a stove, hook up a water heater, if that's the way you want to do it, or heating, and then phase in the rest of it. You know, when I first moved into my home, I remember I roughed in for a gas stove. There was an electric one here. Once the electric one died, I ended up going, ho, it's a happy day in Steve Labby's world, because now I have a gas stove to cook with. And my wife was happy, and like Emerald, it was like, bam, baby, yeah.
It's always about cooking. You gotta make sure you have something good to cook on.
Gotta talk about some food on the show, baby. It's getting near lunchtime.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's no question. I mean, that's one of the, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, we kind of take for granted are all the things that are in our house that are necessities that are needed, and therefore we kind of view them as such. And yeah. I don't think we go through all the different options that are available and how you can go about. Yeah. And each, I think, you know, as an example, at the house, the dishwasher just went. And that's not something that you generally approach with a lot of excitement, right? I mean, you need it, and there's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of time. You don't necessarily want to wash those dishes, and you know, you don't really go through the process element of that. But particularly in this time in which we have more time on our hands than usual, you know, you can really go through a process and embrace it, as opposed to looking at it as a hindrance. And it's such an important lesson. And I know I sound preachy and, you know, righteous that, but I think it's important. I think that every situation is what you make of it, whether it's the, you know, a bad circumstance or a good circumstance, because we can turn good circumstances into bad as well. We're human beings. We're very capable of doing that. Yep. So I think it's just, you know, focusing on making the situation, you know, so that it gets to its optimal result.
Yeah. Opportunity, obligation. Remember, we talked about that another time. And back to the dishwasher, I will say this, that my wife taught me something about the dishwasher shopping experience, is that she couldn't fit one of her favorite pans in the first dishwasher we owned at our home. And she's like, our next one is absolutely going to fit that pan. And she knew the measurement, and she made sure she knew the dimensions of the new dishwasher. And also, she's like, I don't want to hear this thing running. I mean, this dishwasher that I put in my house took me like a little over 4 hours to install. Now, that's a long time. And because it was so quiet, there was so many pieces of insulation that you had to strategically put in there as you piped it. Now, the more expensive the brand, the harder the install also. But, you know, this particular dishwasher that we bought was a really nice one. And at the time, it was $1,500, I think, which is, you know, you can normally get a dishwasher between $400 and $500, but because of the extra depth, the design, the quietness, and the efficiency of the unit to not use a lot of energy, it was worth the investment, and we are super stoked about our dishwasher. We love it. I'm glad you brought it up.
A question, you know, when you go through life, you kind of generally look at things based upon price, where you assume that the most expensive is the best and the least expensive is the worst.
Right.
Is that fair, you know, to look at it from that perspective? Like, I'm a person, when I go to the gas station, you know, no matter what, I'm getting the cheapest brand. Yeah. Generally, that's kind of how my cars roll as well. There's really no need for the premium. But I'm kind of, you know, as everyone who listens to this show knows, I'm kind of like in the middle. I always believe that the answer is somewhere in the middle. You don't necessarily need the one that's the most expensive, but you don't want the one that's the cheapest either. So what is your take on that? Like, what do you gain? We can just take something like a hot water heater as an example. Like, what do you gain with the most expensive model versus the, you know, the middle model and the least expensive model? Like, is there that sizable of a difference that exists?
Well, it can be. But the other thing that's really most important, I think, is to fit the water heater to your needs. So what matters on the water heater, whether it's, you know, efficient or super efficient, if you're moving in 6 months? You know, so you ask these questions like, is this your forever home?
Right.
You know, do you have the money to buy the best? You know, so I mean, you're actually gonna take into account a lot of other factors that give you the answer, and not necessarily, oh, I'm going to get the most expensive, that's what I can afford. If you're a millionaire and you can afford the best, now we're probably talking about, you know, not just a water heater, but an entire system like maybe geothermal, where you're going to run your whole entire house off wells that are located in the earth. You know what I mean? So I think that there's a fine line with saying, okay, I'm just going to get the most expensive one and it'll be the best. I think that service matters. You know, like, are you going to be able to service this? Is there going to be parts for it? Is it going to be around in 10 or 15 years? Even if you spent the most, I know people who have spent the most on systems and those companies went out of business. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, we can't get parts for this anymore. This was supposed to be the best. Well, it was the best at the time, but guess what? They went out of business. So there's so much to think about and there's so many variables. I mean, just recently I heard that, what's the burger place that's thinking about it's going out of business?
I cannot think of it offhand. Is it a fast
food? It's the one on South Willow Street. It's a franchise. There's all kinds of, I don't know why I can't think of it. But anyway, I remember when some of my friends were like, oh, if I could just get that franchise, that would be so good. I would love that. And now I'm like seeing because of COVID that they're going out of business. That to me, is just what we know today as gospel. Tomorrow may not be.
Right. You know, I was thinking about this in that you have a environment right now where there is an inwards migration to New Hampshire. You know, I read recently that 10% of New York City residents are leaving, many of which have already left, and some of which, you know, are up here in the Granite State. And, you know, so it's, you know, the trend, you would think, is that everyone's, you know, going to leave for the suburbs. And the trend of today, if everybody jumps on board, at times ends up being, you know, problematic. And you may look at it from the reverse side. Well, if people are leaving the city, maybe now is a good time to go into the city. And to get, if you've always thought about living there and you've wanted to live there, maybe that's the opportunity, you know, for you. Just because one thing seems like it's the right way to go, you kind of have to look at it from the entirety of its perspective and see how it fits you. And if you're a person that's always wanted to live in New York City, well, now is probably the best time to do it, because the fact that housing prices are going to be lower than before and the demand is not going to be what it was before.
Yeah.
So with that type of trend comes opportunity.
Yeah. So I looked up, that's Five Guys. That's what I was trying to find out on the whole.
So is that specific one going out of business, or the franchise itself?
I don't know. It just seemed like it was, somebody had mentioned it. I don't know, you know, if it's the whole franchise or this area or what, but you know, I have seen the same thing, like when tornadoes and hurricanes and all these things happen in the islands, and they, you know, Puerto Rico, you're like, okay, because now
it would appear that
to buy down there.
Yeah, Steve, it appears that it's just that specific one. And the Five Guys itself is still doing well, but I think that particular one, for whatever reason.
Well, anyway, I love that place. You know, I've always enjoyed a good burger.
It's my youngest son's favorite spot.
How can that not work? And, you know, someone mentioned, well, maybe because of the peanuts and the COVID. And, hey, maybe it's that spot, right?
You never know. It could be staff. It could be, who knows? There's always a lot of different rationale and reason for why things take place, why certain businesses have success. And some don't. Well, Steve, as always, appreciate joining us for the program, and we shall chat again next week.
Hey, buddy. Have a good one.
You as well. That is Steve Labby joining us here from Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. This hour of the show brought to you by New England College, and that segment of the program brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical.